UAS Professor Lance Twitchell greeted the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee in Tlingit. While English is the only official language of Alaska, Twitchell said this is not an English-only state.
For over 10,000 years, there have been other languages here, and they are still here today.
Twitchell is a native language specialist at the University of Alaska Southeast. He described a crisis point in the effort to save native languages. The average Alaska native tongue has fewer than 1,000 speakers, the vast majority of whom are over the age of 70. The last fluent speakers of Eyak and Holokechuk Athabaskan died within the past decade. Twitchell said language loss is tied to a history of repression and discrimination against Alaska Natives.
I see dying languages and escalating suicide rates and think, how can those things not be connected? I see the end result of cultural genocide and think, how can we just decide to accept this? There is no magic solution for language loss, but there is the promise of unity in recognizing that solutions exist.
He said House Bill 216 is one of those solutions.
I sit here as your peer. I sit here as your equal. We may speak different languages, but mine is just as valuable, just as necessary, and just as useful as yours.
Bethel Elder Esther Green taught Yupik in the Lower Kuskokwim School District before she retired. Green said learning a language is a form of cultural preservation.
Language and culture go together, and they cannot be separated.
Savunga High School students Beverly Tooley and Chelsea Micklehook introduced themselves in Siberian Yupik. The language is no longer taught in their school, but the girls said they learned to speak it from their grandparents. Nome Democrat Neil Foster asked if they would be interested in taking native language classes.
If the classes were to be reintroduced into the school, are those classes that you would want to take?
Yes.
Great.
Barrow Democrat Ben Nagiak is the only member of the legislature who's a fluent speaker of a native language, Inupiaq. Fittingly, he made the motion to move HB 216 to the next committee.
I move House Bill 216 donate 28-LS0905/U from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
So moved. Bill passes from committee.
Prime sponsor, Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, said he was moved by the support for the bill.
And this is a bill that very much felt as though it's of the people, belongs to the people who testify today, and belongs to people across Alaska who believe in the cultural importance of native languages.
Nobody testified against the legislation. Its next stop is the House State Affairs Committee. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.